Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Let's appreciate him. Give him all the thanks. Give him all the praise. Bless his holy name. Thank him and thank him. He deserves all the glory. He deserves all the praise. He deserves all the honor. Somebody appreciate this good God. Thank him and thank him. He has done us well. He deserves all the praise. He deserves all the glory. He deserves all the honor. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Today has been talked, enough is enough. And I believe God for you that whatever that has been a challenge today, God will bring an end to them.
Amen.
Enough is enough. 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 16. And when the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy, the Lord repented of the evil and said to that angel that destroyed the people, it is enough. Stay now. So your testimony is now. Somebody say, my testimony is now.
My testimony is now.
The Lord said unto the angel, it is enough. It is enough. It is enough. There will be in everything against your destiny. Today, God will bring an end to them.
Amen.
Make sure you make your list. Make your list. Write it on a piece of paper. And at the end of the service, after the prophetic blessing, you are going to celebrate God with it. Because God will bring an end to stagnation. He will bring an end to frustration. He will bring an end to sickness. He will bring an end to marital delay. Whatever that is not planted by our Heavenly Father, in this service today, they will all be uprooted. God will be turning your struggles to miracle.
Amen.
Your trials to testimony.
Amen.
And today, your mourning into dancing.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, do it once again. We are ready for an encounter with your word. Let everyone be visited. Let everyone have an encounter. And according to 2 Samuel 24, 16, let every enough list receive speedy answers. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for your visitation and thank you for the encounter today. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Put your hands together. Let's comfortably take our seat in his presence. So make sure while you are sitting now, you are making out your list. If you are not tired of the situation is tired of you. Make a list of that situation. It's very simple instruction, but it is a powerful tool in your hand. Make a list. We are still looking at engaging the turnaround power of faith. I want to appreciate God's servant for the privilege to be bringing on to us the teaching for this second service. Engaging the turnaround power of faith. The turnaround power. Life is not a playground, but a battlefield. Life is not a playground. It will not even surprise you, or it will surprise you, that when a child is born, the moment they enter, what is the sound that they make? It's a cry. They know they have entered into the battle. Because where they were enjoying everything free. No waking up, no sleeping. Everything is at their disposal. But the moment they saw, this is not where I want to be. That's why some of them, they have to be forced to bring them out. You have to induce to bring them out. Left with them, they want to stay. Why? Life is a battlefield. Somebody say life is a battlefield. It is a contested ground. The challenges, we face are often spiritual at their root.
The challenges we face,
even when they appear physical on the surface, but beneath it is a spiritual dimension.
It's a spiritual dimension.
There are invisible battles that produces visible evidence. Invisible battles.
Hear the testimony that was read to us. He has been having challenges for years. Strange illness. It has gone to the state that his health has been deteriorated. Body weight lost. He has tried all medical solutions, but nothing worked.
But the daughter of Zion got a revelation. He was instructed like a service like this, write down your prayer request. He wrote it on the prayer card that I want my father to be healed.
While they were praying for her, his recovery, it was not the physical symptoms,
but there was a spiritual dimension. What did he vomit out? Life worms.
Life worms.
They are spiritual that MRI cannot spot them.
CT scan, they will cover it. X-ray
is just even medium.
Within, beneath that was a spiritual dimension. Look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Ephesians 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against what? But against what? Against what? Against what? Against what?
Spiritual weakness in high places.
The struggle is not economical. It's not economic, based on the economic situation. If it is based on economic situation, we are in one of the countries that have economic stability. Everybody should be flourishing by now. You came from a country where inflation is in the double digit. With a mind that over here, at least, inflation is well managed. So I have gotten into a place where things must work.
But the battlefield is not based on economic situation.
It is not medical.
If it's a medical, we have one of the best medical equipment in this country.
That cannot even spot
what is wrong with an individual. And it is not political. We have never seen the government fighting against each other. Election is done peacefully. Where I came from, before election will be counted, it will take 2 weeks for them to count it. You voted today, 2 weeks, you hear the result. And the result is what they are looking for. It's not what you voted for.
So it is not political situation,
but there are spiritual dimensions. Somebody is spiritual dimension.
That is why, if it is spiritual dimension, then we need to know the weapon to engage. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not what? Carnal. But they are mighty through who?
God. To the pulling down of strongholds.
If the battle is spiritual, then spiritual solution must be engaged. Spiritual solution. And one of the spiritual dimensions that you and I need is faith. Somebody say faith. It takes faith to bring to naught all the activities of the devil. He said there is, but effectual door is open unto me. 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9. But there are what?
Many what? Adversaries.
These adversaries are not human beings. They are spiritual beings. That is why they afflict an individual to the point of trying to destroy their life.
But the good news is that enough is enough of that challenge. Today, your liberty has finally come.
Your freedom has finally come. And the Bible even teaches us, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Ephesians 6, verse 16. Above all, taking what? The shield of what? Wherewith you shall be able to what?
Some of the fiery dart. Certain types of the fiery dart.
You'll be able to what? Quench all the fiery dart of the enemy. So today, I'm fully convinced that what came with you is not going back with you. Every form of harassment, as you pick the shield of faith in this service, they will scatter. I said they will scatter. I said they will scatter. So that is why your faith must be built up. Your faith must be built up. If there is anything under attack in the life of a believer, it's your faith dimension. When your faith is attacked, your strength is weakened. You can't even please God. For Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to do what? Please God. The God fighting for your battle, if you can't please him, will he fight any battles for you? No. That is why your faith must come alive. I believe God for somebody hearing me. This service, anything contesting with your faith, they will be destroyed. So the question that somebody may be asking me, what is faith? Faith is not religious ideology. It is not religious ideology. It's a spiritual mystery. Spiritual mystery. Spiritual mystery that connects us to the power of God. Spiritual mystery that connects us to the power of God to bring the realities of God into manifestation. Spiritual mystery. Look at 1 Timothy 3 verse 9. 1 Timothy 3 verse 9. Holding the mystery of faith in what? Pure conscience. 1 Timothy 3 verse 9. Holding means faith is touchable. It is tangible. Hear me. If you have faith, you know. If you have no faith, you also know. It is a tangible force. A man of faith will always enjoy victory. Because whatever God can do, your faith can make it happen. From today, no devil tempers with your faith again. Look at Hebrews chapter 11 verse 11. Hebrews 11 verse 11. Talking about Sarah over there. It says, through faith, also Sarah received strength to conceive seed and was delivered a child when she was past age. When biology said no, age said no, nature said no, her faith overruled the circumstances. What came to pass, Isaac, was a faith dimension that he received. Hear me? Today, by your faith, whatever that has been harassing you, affecting your marital dignity, they will be destroyed in this service. What is faith? It is not a principle nor a strategy. It's a spiritual force. Faith is not a principle or a strategy. It is a spiritual force. It's a spiritual force. Principles cannot quench the fiery dart of the devil. All that our doctors are trying to do, they look at the principles, they look at here, but most of them, they cannot even see it. But it takes faith to destroy all the attacks of the enemy. Look at Ephesians 6 verse 6 that we have 16 that we have read. Taking the shield of faith, wear it, you shall be able to quench all the fiery dart of the enemy. What does that mean? It quenches the attack, neutralizes the opposition, and block every spiritual assault. Hear me, any assault targeted against you in this service, they go back to the sender. Every form of spiritual arrow in the realm of the spirit affecting your settlement, affecting your health, destroying your marriage, today they will be shattered. Faith is not a belief system. It is engaging with the power of God. It is not a belief system. Whatever will happen, will happen. It is engaging with the power of God. With the power of God. It's not a belief system. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 4. And my wisdom and my preaching was not with enticing of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power. Someone say demonstration of the Spirit
and what?
Power. Demonstration. Hear me. Today, the power of God will be at work in your life. When God is on the move, no mountain can stop him. That is why I know whatever came with you that is affecting your life, this service, they'll be humiliated. When you read verse 5 of the same chapter of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. It stands on the power of God. And we can see that account in Luke chapter 8, verse 43-48, talking about the woman with the issue of blood. For 12 years, she has been suffering. But look at Luke chapter 8, verse 46. Luke 8, verse 46. And Jesus said, somebody touch me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling, falling down. She declared unto all the people that she has touched him and how he has been healed immediately. Verse 48, and she said unto her daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has drew power out of me. Hear me, power was present. Somebody say power was present. Many were touching Jesus, but not all encountered Jesus. This woman touched Jesus with her faith, and she drew power. Hear me, there is power here now. There is power here now. I said there is power here now. Those who believe will be living here with their testimony. Those who came for church and are not in touch will not be touched. May you touch the power today. The power dimension will bring an end to that challenge in your life. Somebody say there's power in this room. Say that there's power in this room. Didn't you hear the testifier join in November? He has failed two times. But when he joined, the power level made him to pass. Not only passing, but the power level brought about the date closer, 2 weeks closer. And he passes the first time. Because there's power in this place. For somebody hearing, whatever is called failure will never locate you. No more stagnation. No more delay. As you draw the power today, your testimony will speak for you. Look at Acts chapter 14, verse 9. Acts 14, verse 9. The same heard Paul speak. Steadfastly, beholding, perceiving that he has faith to be healed. He had faith to be healed. Said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. But verse 9, he had faith to be healed. Faith does not admire power. It engages power. He had faith. So his faith level drew power from the world. If your faith can come alive today, hear me, no devil can stop your breakthrough. No devil can frustrate your breakthrough. Let that amen show it. What is faith? It's not just believing God. It's obeying God to prove that you believe him. Not just believing God, but obeying God to prove that you believe him, so as to commit him to his word in our lives, as we saw in the case of Abraham. Look at Abraham's story. Abraham did not just hear the promise. He did not just celebrate the prophecy, nor be caught in the covenant exchange. But he obeyed. Somebody say he obeyed. You know the problem with many? They will celebrate. It's my year of open door. I hold on to the word. And what do you say? Praise God, 2026 is my year of open doors. You see there? As offer to the world. Don't let it become a slogan. Supernatural doors demand supernatural engagement for the door to open. It's not quoting it. Hear me, it will end as a slogan for some people, but it will end as a testimony for you. I say it will end as a testimony for you. This season, any door close at you, they will open on their own accord. Receive grace to obey God promptly. In aviation, we don't move by principle. You fly by instructions. If there's something and you want to rely on principles, you will destroy lives. You follow the instructions. And it's only the instructions that gives you the breakthrough. Please align with instructions for this season. All our first timers, let me tell you this. One thing that distinguishes this commission and the people within is that we run with the instructions. I tell people, the only thing that will kick you out of this church is not for your money, because God is too big to sponsor his business. What will kick you out is that we'll be encouraging you to serve God. There will be no teaching on this altar, whether covenant tower, money, devotion, quote it, that there will be no mention of kingdom service. It's a secret. May you receive the secret today. And the secret of God will make you a show among men. Let that amen show it. But prompt obedience. Somebody say prompt obedience. It's what counts the most in the school of faith. Prompt obedience. Prompt obedience is what counts the most. In the school of faith, hearing is important. Believing is essential. But obeying promptly is the key, is the main key. Hearing is important. Believing is essential. But obeying promptly is the main key. Please align with every instruction. We saw that in John chapter 5 concerning the guy who sat at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years because he did not take responsibility. In John chapter 5 verse 4, he said, "For an angel went down at a certain season to the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, steps in, is made whole of whosoever disease." Yeah. Whosoever first steps in. So faith must always respond when opportunity appears. It must respond. We are in a season of Operation Run. Few more days to go now. May you see this as your platform for your lifting. May you run with the instruction for the season. And your testimony will not be corrupted. When God gives instruction, move quickly. What did I say? 2, obey fully. What did I say? And 3, respond immediately. Respond immediately. He told them one time, cast your fish, your net on the right side. If they have been so foolish, they said, no, the right side is too saturated. Let's go to the left side. By the time they would have come back, the fish would have gone. Anytime he says, he creates. Anytime he speaks, he creates. I pray that your testimony created for you will not be affected. Delay obedience is disobedience in disguise. Delay obedience. And can be most devastating in many cases. Delay obedience. Delay obedience. When God is giving the instruction, delay obedience. Can I say this? Even in marriage life, there are certain instructions that God gave you that you have delayed. Now your marriage is at the point of scattering now. Because that man was too big to forgive. That woman is too smart to respect. It's an instruction. He said, when you hear his voice, do not what? Harden your heart. Harden your heart. In our life cycle, God always instructs us to move us into the next level. Every marriage that is enjoying the beauty of God, there is one instruction that they follow, that they are moving on to the next one. And then anytime the instruction comes, your heart is so hardened. You are bitter against everybody, even bitter against yourself. You don't need to get yourself into that arena or to that stage. Every instruction from the scriptures create a future for whosoever believes. May your testimony not be corrupted. When God asked them to move concerning the children of Israel, if they had delayed 1 second, Pharaoh would have caught up with them. Look at what God said in Exodus chapter 14, verse 15. Exodus 14, verse 15. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Wherefore criest unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go what? Forward." They should go forward. Why should they go forward? God, can't you see there is a Red Sea behind us? Pharaoh is coming. And you are asking us to go forward. But the instruction was what? Go forward. Now, when they went forward, what happened? The river, the sea became what? A dry ground. As God is leading you, no mountain will stop your breakthrough. No mountain will stop your breakthrough. On this land, God will distinguish you. God will decorate you. When God says move, what must you do? When God says give, what must you do? Now, when God says forgive, what must you do? So if you are here and you are bitter, God have mercy on you. God says forgive. Forgive and release yourself. Release yourself. Every instruction of scripture is for your benefit. If you are too big to forgive, you'll be too small to be blessed. May that not happen to you. I say, may that not happen to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. We all need grace. Somebody say we need grace for prompt response. In 1 minute, say, God, engrace me to respond promptly. Engrace me, Lord. Make that your prayer now. Lord, engrace me. Lord, engrace me to respond promptly to every instruction in my marriage life, in my business, in my career, in my marriage, in my business, in my career. Engrace me, Lord, to respond promptly. And as you do so from today, you see God at work. But the question is, how powerful is faith? How powerful is faith? Faith is the substance of redemption. It's the very substance of redemption. Faith is what makes redemption a reality. John chapter 3, verse 16. John chapter 3, verse 16. Redemption is available to all, but it is received, sustained, and secured by faith. It's received, sustained, and secured by faith. How powerful is faith? It is to everyone according to his faith in this kingdom. It is everyone. Can I tell you this? If you believe that on this land you'll be celebrated, no force of devil can stop you. You know that the reason things are not working, people, they came in, their mind has been corrupted. And they see everything as a stumbling block. They see everything as against them. That is why things are not moving forward. But if you can see with the eye of faith, that where I am, I'm work in progress. Very soon I'll get to where I'm going. No force of devil can stop you. Every reason some of you want, they are so, they want quick money. Anything that will take effort and commitment. Quick money. But God has a way of blessing you. It's one step at a time. Somebody say one step at a time. I know you are a bank manager. You have worked in a bank for 20 good years. You have gotten here. You have not gotten the work for the bank. Start from somewhere. Be very humble and start from somewhere. All of us that you see, everybody stepped in here, started from somewhere. And we are not where we used to be. Because we're very humble to learn from God. And we know where God is taking us. I pray to God for you. Where you are, 5 years' time, it will be a testimony for you. God will catapult you into realms of glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. So believe that my God is able to make things happen for me. Don't let anybody corrupt your faith. He said, the just shall what? Live by his faith. 4 times quoted in scripture, the just shall live by his faith. Your faith will not be tempered with. How powerful is faith? It provokes healing virtue that make whole. It provokes healing virtue that make whole. As we saw in the woman with the issue of blood. Now, how do I keep my faith growing? One must crave for deeper understanding. Somebody say deeper understanding. You must crave for deeper understanding because it is the principal resource for building your faith. Build your faith. Crave for deeper understanding. You are struggling with finances. Build your faith in that area to be able to meet that challenge. You are struggling in your academic. Build up your faith in that area. Your marriage at the verge of collapse. And you are eating every day. You have not thought that this is a spiritual attack. You wait until it becomes too late. Build your faith to fight against the woes of the enemy. your faith will not be tempered with. That is why we all need spiritual understanding. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. Steady to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Steady until you are approved by God. You won't carry proofs. Steady to approve any area that you are struggling. Steady. Get yourself ready for it. Build up your faith. He said, wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of the time. I pray that this season of open doors, every door open to you will remain open. I say they will remain open. I say they will remain open. One must also strive to understand steps taken by others to secure their own testimony, because testimonies are faith boosters. Testimonies are not stories. They are the evidence of God's act. Please, when testimonies are being shared, stop reading meaning into it. Oh, this may not be true. She's just exaggerating it. That's why you are there at that same spot. Because you have never believed anybody's testimony. After that, you even go and pick a phone. You hear that testimony that she was sharing. It was a lie. Oh. You have corrupted what can be replicated in your life. Every testimony is an act of God. Somebody shared a testimony. Say, I have headache and I'm healed. Celebrate with that person. Do you think near headache? Go and ask, go and Google. Ask GPT. How many people have died from headache? It will tell you. Every testimony is the hand of God. If you do what they did, you have committed God's integrity to bring his act in your life. When I go for outreach, what I share most is testimonies from this altar. I tell them, cancer has been humiliated. Have you not been hearing testimony of that? Diabetes has been humiliated. Have you not been hearing testimony of that? High blood pressure has been humiliated. Have you not been hearing testimony of that? So when you begin to share this testimony with them, their faith begins to rise. That if God has done it for them, you step in here 3 months, the God of this commission will change your story. Please, every testimony is a pointer to your destiny and is there to replicate in your life. I pray to God for somebody hearing me. Anything that you are believing God for that has been shared on this altar will be replicated in your life. Testimony strengthen our faith, silence fear, build expectation, and establish victory consciousness. Look at Psalm 119, verse 111. Psalm 119, verse 111. Thy testimony have I taken as an heritage, for they are rejoicing of my heart. I have taken. So testimony can be taken as a heritage. So whatever you hear, key into it. In the first service, just go and do a flashback. One of our sisters shared a testimony, a GP, qualified GP. Gone through everything, done everything, practiced back home 7 years. Realized everything, nothing. His visa was at a week or 2 weeks to expiring. Some weeks to expiring date. Nothing has come through. She was even thinking of switching to a care visa so that she can get her settlement. But she told herself that no, something must be done in my life. It is not God that is not faithful. If there's an error, it is coming from me. According to her testimony, she has not fasted for 21 days. But this year, she did her fast. And according to her testimony, she has never joined WSF. But she decided to join WSF. And she joined the WSF at the right time. We are treating faith boosters. And her faith came alive. And a job called him. And they asked her, are you still interested? She was even scared to tell them, because when they know now your visa is some few weeks, they will not come back to you. But they told her, don't worry, we have taken care of that side already. You are hearing me. You are too big to be in WSF. Ask the one sitting by your side, which WSF do you belong to? They will tell you story. Don't listen to the story. If they are fumbling with words, don't talk to them again. They are suspect. Too big. Where we are learning. Yesterday, we were engaging some practical aspects. Social media, how it can corrupt one faith. I'm not going to tell you what we learn. If you want to learn, next Saturday, be there and come and learn for yourself. Very powerful too. In the hands of everyone that we have learned and we are running with. You are too big. He say, you know, at times I feel for people. Come for the business. He say, Pastor, I've worked from Monday to Friday. You know, Saturday is my only day rest. And I want to do my cooking every day. God have mercy on you. The life that you engage Monday to Friday, who gave you that life? That person that he said, I'm tired on Friday, let them call him. We have extra shift, £100 an hour. All the symptoms of tiredness will go. They will not put the phone down and say, I'm already there. Uber is coming to pick me. You will not even go with the public transport. You go in an Uber. If you can treat God the same way you treat your extra shift that you receive with joy, there's no way God cannot take you on this land. There's no way God cannot take you on this land. After here, simple instruction. WSF desk, our day, go and register. I know some of them will still look at it and just go by. God is with you. God will increase you. But those who are ready to learn and ready to engage God on this platform, this is it. They will be a living wonder. Can I shock you with this? Most of the outstanding testimonies that we get are from this altar. And personally, one of the things that happened to one of my daughters at school, that they needed to visit a certain shrine. She told them she wasn't going. She was in year 4 by then. She wasn't going. Because we have been taught in our WSF system that this is where you are meant to go. The head teacher became very furious. He said, why can't you go? You are the only person. She was arguing with them. They put a phone to me. I said, I don't even know what you are talking about because she has not been at home. We have not discussed anything with him. Because according to her, I can't be there because I can't go and cover myself, remove my sandals. She's not used to it. That is somebody that has been taught at WSF. The head teacher wanted to make war with me. I went there. I said, sir, she can't go. He says, no, she must be there. I say, if you are doing American politics, do you carry all the children by plane to America and bring them back? He said, no. I said, what do you do it? He said, there's another means. She can watch on the YouTube. She can watch on the media. So the child needs to be there. That is how the case was closed. She didn't go. When he got to the next one, they didn't even bother to force him again. Because they know Opoendu family is the same gene. So he's not meant to be there. What am I saying? At that level, you begin to build up your faith. We engaged the children. Last week, we were engaging about depression. Am I right? One of the questions we asked them, can children be depressed? They gave us the answer. I say, yes, we can be depressed. If we get into the wrong group, if we are being bullied, we can be depressed. So we need to counsel them that when you are being bullied, speak out before it becomes too late. A seed has been planted at WSF in the life of that child. You are too big to be there. May God have mercy on you. You didn't say amen. I said, may God have mercy on you. So today, go and register. If you don't want to register, it's too far from you. You can host it in your house. What a glory to have the ark of God resident in your home with your family. Hear me, no devil can dare it. I remember one time we came to church, we left food on the fire. By the time we go, everybody was, what has happened? It was on the fire. The Holy Ghost took over. The house is a center. People must gather Saturday, so the half must be preserved. In fact, when we go home, the rice has been well cooked. It was eaten that night without bond. A fire all through, but the Holy Ghost took over. I pray that anywhere that the ark is being hosted, the glory will not depart. Anyone being part of the WSF, your testimony will answer for you. Now the question is, today is enough. Somebody say enough is enough. Say enough is enough. Enough is enough of recurring battles. Enough is enough of repeated failure. Enough is enough of inherited diseases. Today, your deliverance has finally come. I say your deliverance has finally come. Every affliction of long continuous is a manifestation of a curse. Long continuous, it has stayed. You had headache, migraine. It has refused to go. It's a curse. But the good news is Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the Lord. I thought somebody is celebrating Jesus. He has delivered us what? From the curse of the Lord. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 59. Deuteronomy 28 verse 59. Then the Lord will make thy plague wonderful. The plague of thy seed, and the great plague and the long continuous, and sore sickness. So all these long continuous are cursed. What do I mean by that? Chronic sickness, persistent stagnation, reoccurring financial hardship, repeated failure pattern, generational causes, they are all curses. When something negative refuses to let go, you must confront it by your covenant authority. And today, they will all bow. I said they will all bow. Christ has redeemed me. Somebody say Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the Lord, which makes me uncursable. 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 Numbers 23, verse 20. Numbers 23, verse 20. Balaam could not curse what God has blessed. Numbers 23, verse 20. Let's go. Let's read it together. Behold, I have received, and I cannot what? Stretch forth your hand. Every blessing released in your direction will never be reversed. Every blessing released upon you will not be contaminated. Every blessing released upon you and your family will not be destroyed. Every blessing released upon you will not be reversed. Your destiny will not be reversed. Your breakthrough will not be reversed. Your marital dignity will not be reversed. In the name of Jesus Christ. When God blesses, it can never be reversed. So the blessings of today will not be reversed. For somebody, you are living here with your job breakthrough, with your career settlement, with your marriage settlement. Let that amen show it. Numbers 23, verse 23. Numbers 23, verse 23. We are going to read it together now. Numbers 23, verse 23. Let's go. Sure. Put your name there. When you see Jacob, put your name there. Put your name there. Let's start again. Surely. Against Clement. Neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Clement and of Israel what God has wrought. From today, all that will be hearing you is what God has done. All that will be hearing you is what God has done. All that will be hearing you is what God has done. No more divination. No more spell. Galatians 3, verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So you have been redeemed. Say, I'll be redeemed from the curse. No more enchantment against me. No more divination against me. I'm the seed of Abraham. I am dangerously blessed. I'm uncursable. I am dangerously blessed. I'm uncursable. So today, every curse go back to the sender. Suffering beyond a day, a while, a moment is contrary to our redemptive right. Suffering, anything that has gone beyond a day is contrary to your redemption right. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2. For he said, I will have heard thee in a time accepted. In the day of salvation, I have succumbed thee. Behold now. Somebody say now. It's this acceptable time. Behold now is the day of salvation. Today, your salvation has finally come. 1 Peter 5, verse 10. 1 Peter 5, verse 10. By the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ. After ye have suffered a while, make your marriage perfect. Make your career perfect. Make your business perfect. He will establish you. He will strengthen you. And on this land of Birmingham, he will settle you. I say he will settle you. I say he will settle you. In the name of Jesus Christ. To take delivery of our enough is enough. Enter into a covenant to serve God. Somebody say, I enter into a covenant to serve God. Beginning from WSF. It has gone down. I enter into a covenant to serve you. Beginning from WSF. See that it's going down. May God help you. When they entered into a covenant to serve him, he gave them rest. Freedom from constant battle, reoccurring struggle, he gave them peace round about. Today is your day of deliverance. Rise to your feet and begin to talk to God now. Begin to appreciate him. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Father, we thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. In Jesus'
mighty name we have prayed. Is somebody ready for God's visitation? Do you believe that list can be rewritten in your favor? Do you believe that list will turn around for your good? God is in a hurry. I say, my God is in a hurry. I say, my God is in a hurry. But before God's servant come with a prophetic blessing upon our lives, Christ has redeemed us. Redemption is not automatic for humanity at large. It is covenantal. It only applies to those in Christ. So the curse will still be there if you are not in Christ. So today, if I were you, I would not waste time at all. Is my life connected to Christ? Christ in me is the hope of glory. God, through Christ, wants to bring an end to that struggle. As I said, if you are not tired, the situation is even tired of you. It's tired of you. Those harassments, are you comfortable with? But Christ cannot be in you and remain in crisis. With our eyes closed, with our head bowed, I want to reconnect my life back to Jesus. That is the first step. Connect my life back to Jesus. You want to do that quickly? Raise up your right hand. I want to pray with you. God is in a hurry to settle us now. You want to connect your life back to Jesus. You were there before, but you lost it. This is very simple instruction, but it's very powerful. I want to connect my life back to Jesus. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. God bless you. God bless you. If you have lifted up your right hand, take a step of faith quickly. Come to the altar. If I were you, I'll be in a hurry. Nobody's watching you. Come to the altar now. People of God, let's encourage them. Those who are by us, you lifted your right hand. Take a step of faith now. Come to the altar now. Come to the altar now, quickly. Come to the altar now. God wants to reconnect your life back to bring an end to that struggle and to that challenge. Quickly, wherever you are, come to the altar now. Come to the altar now. Nobody's looking at you. It's between you and your God. If I was you, I'll be in a hurry. Because God wants to bring an end to that challenge. He wants to bring an end to that situation. Take a step of faith quickly. Make your way to the altar now. We are waiting for you. Quickly, in the next 30 seconds, we shall be praying. Take that step of faith. Come to the altar now. Come to the altar now. For us to pray and believe God for your deliverance. Those of us in front, put your right hand on your chest and declare this prayer from your heart. Lord Jesus, thank you for your grace that has located me. Today, I declare you as my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart, die with me, and restore me to glory and dignity. Thank you for your grace that has located me. In Jesus' mighty name. Now I pray for you upon this confession. The blessings of today will speak for you, and they will answer for you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Church, let's celebrate God. Please, one of our pastors is on my right. Make your way to where he is, and he will join us shortly. Church, put your hands together.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.